It's amazing. Some of the things, the promise of God that comes from the Word of God. We believe that God's Word is powerful, alive, and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. I was noticing in one of our other songs, we also proclaimed the importance of the Word of God. Stanza 5 of Abide With Me, hold now your word before my closing eyes. I'm not just thinking about death, but every night we go to sleep, and as we recount the day, we can see evidence of God's faithfulness in our life. And his word is our promise that we hold to and cling to as we continue the journey, because we know that his word never fails. We want to seek that too as a part of our pursuit of godliness, a deeper devotion, a life that is more and more increasingly tuned in to the presence of God with us and the power of his word in our life. I like how Psalm 119 captures this, where it says, how can a young person stay on the path of purity, or how can a young man make his way pure? And as you think of youngness, I don't want you to think in terms of, you know, Ben's young, and so how this is for him alone, but all of us compared to Methuselah are young, right? We've got a long life ahead of us. But how do we stay on the path of purity? Because there's exit ramps along the way. And the answer is by living according to God's word. Goes on to say, then as a response, the psalmist says, I seek you with all of my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. And then, as we mentioned this morning, that hiding God's word in our heart. I have hidden your word in my heart. Why? That I might not sin against thee. And he goes on, praise be to you, Lord. Teach me your decrees. With my lips I recount all the laws that come from your mouth. I rejoice in following your statutes as one rejoices in great riches. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word. Think of that rejoicing in great riches. And I'm not just thinking about material wealth. I'm thinking of like the story of the man who discovered a treasure in a field. And he said, this treasure is so great, I'm going to sell all that I have so that I can possess this great treasure. Again, it's not about material prosperity that we may gain on this earth, but a treasure that is above and over and beyond all things that we can access in this life. It is the treasure that is found in the Word of God. And Psalm 119 takes a special interest in the ongoing place of God's Word in our life. The first part of it, he talks about the great blessings that are part of the believer's inheritance, seeking God with all of our hearts so that we will not stray, that we cannot sin against God, that we ask God to direct us. And so I think a key verse in this section is that verse 11, I have hidden your word in my heart. In which the psalmist confesses that he stores up God's word. I don't know if you continue to develop a habit. I confess that I've sort of let that memorizing God's word slip in my later years. And I give myself a pass because I say I'm getting older. It's harder for me to remember things, but where is that desire to learn the Word of God? I think it's not just about memorizing God's Bible so that we have it here in our head, but it's important that we put God's Word in our heart because we know that in it God has given us everything that we need for this life. So hiding God's Word in our heart does not mean only knowing what the Bible says, although it's not less than that, we do have to know, what does the Word of God say? What this section that we're studying, no matter if we're doing it as individual studies, as family devotions, or with groups, it's important to know what does this Word of God mean, not only for the people in those days, but also then there's that translation. So what are the principles that we can glean from it? And that's why I think way back in the early parts of the scripture, the Deuteronomy, he commands parents, put these on your children, teach them to your children, impress them. In other words, make it mold their lives, the Word of God. If that can be what molds their life, then there will be prosperity in the sense that they will be able to navigate through all the challenges that they face in their culture. So it's so important. And that we do that. So I guess the question from this little section of scripture, are we making regular time where we study the Word of God in both privately and as a group of people? Is that becoming an ongoing part of the rhythm of our life? And I want to challenge all of us as the new season rolls around to do that. Individually, take time out in the day to read God's Word, but not just to read it and then check it off your list, I got it done for the day, but then to be able to continue to let that Word direct you throughout your day. So hiding God's Word, is there a time where we'll try to memorize the Word of God? I remember my professor, Paul Hostetler, he was very good in saying, he was probably about my age now, and he was saying to me, it is harder for me, Anson, to memorize scripture, but get in the habit of doing that. I was so inspired by that I decided I'm going to memorize the book of Ephesians. And I tried my hardest to do that, and Sylvia was there at that time, and she challenged me. She was learning 1 John at the same time, and we did it. I think maybe just to sort of impress her a little bit of what a Bible knowledge person I was, and yet now to this day, Ephesians and 1 John, you know, and then I think, why didn't I continue that? They still, it's some of my favorite scripture, you know, but, and that's, I think, the way it will continue. So just in the little bit that we learn from the book of Proverbs, there are now Proverbs that come out and hide God's Word in the heart. What a challenge, but what a beautiful benefit that is for us. Not only do we know God of the Bible better, but we are encouraged to continue. So the Word of God, it is alive and powerful. So let's continue to make that a part of our life. So